Third Mishnah. Eilam Evim Veloy Chaytzitzim. These are the things that spread the tum underneath it, but don't prevent the tum from going above it. Ashita Teva Migdal Kveres Akash Kveres Akonim. All these different types of boxes, chests, and beehives. Both Vina Gzamzer Shein Vem Shulaim, or that indentation in his boat. If they don't have a bottom to them, the Ein Machzim Abom Sobelach Shein Kuran Biyovish, or they do not have the dimensions of that large kli of holding 40 saw, and even that these things are makabel tuma. The yiria, the curtain, the skutia, the katavlia, the thing that the apron and the thing that was covering the beds, the sod, the matz machzelis, she'ein asuim ka'oyelim. Yeah, the rab says they're not pitched like a tent. They're just on top of some, sitting on top of a chimney, which for some reason they are lacking in the status of an oil to prevent the tumah from going above it. But since they are covering over the ear space, they do spread the tumah underneath it. An animal or that died, these all form an oil because they're covering over an area. But since the tummy, the double tummy is not mafsik the tum, and the tummy goes above them. So it spreads the tum underneath them, and it goes above them also. Including this is a handheld grinder. That is a kli. So since it's a kli, it's makabel tuma, and it's suspended more than a tefach above the ground. It has an oil that spread the tum underneath it, but not to prevent it from going up.